This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Throws it inside, deflected from Williams, and that's it. It's over. Oklahoma City rebounds from a 42-point loss and takes a commanding 3-1 lead in this Western Conference final.
It's over. Not officially over yet, but that was the final call of Game 4. OKC in Minnesota. It is effectively over. That series is not going to extend past 5 games, more likely than not. Oklahoma City is a buzzsaw. Minnesota had their game in Game 3, had an opportunity last night, and completely ended up squandering it in the end. Welcome into the Kevin Sheehan Show. No Kevin this entire week. You get me today, Linnell tomorrow, and then yours truly the rest of the week on Thursday and Friday. I woke up this morning and caught up on this game. I did not stay up. I wake up at 4:30. I'm just not staying up till midnight to watch a basketball game. But I woke up this morning and watching it. You know, I had this theory entering this NBA postseason that Anthony Edwards, this was his time to shine. This was going to be the postseason where the Ant-Man becomes the face of the league, from that conversation that really dominated a boring season in the early portions of it because LeBron said he didn't want to be the face of the league anymore at 40 years old. And then Steph and Kevin Durant aren't the face of the league at 40 years old. So the question was, who is? It's not Jokic, because Jokic doesn't want to be here half the time. He just wants to be chilling in Serbia with his horses. Everyone thought Anthony Edwards was going to be the guy that stepped up, carried the flag for the NBA. And after watching last night, after watching this entire postseason, he is very clearly not the face of the NBA. It is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander that, for the next couple of years at least, is going to be the face of the NBA. SGA was sensational yesterday. He was a rebound shy of a triple-double. Should have channeled his Angel Reese a little bit there, get one extra rebound off one of his own misses. Would have had a triple-double. But SGA has been fantastic for all but one game, and that one game was Game 3 of this series, and then he responded with 40-10-9. I know he's a Canadian. Maybe that bothers some of you. I have to be honest. I don't really want a Canadian being the face of the league. Personally, I want an American. I'm not very patriotic all the time, but that's one of the things where I will plant the flag on and say I would like an American to be the face of the league. So I was rooting for Anthony Edwards. We've been spoiled with LeBron and Durant and Steph. And now with this international wave of superstars, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Giannis and Jokic, I mean, the best like 4 or 5 players in this league are no longer American. That makes me very worried for what the 2028 Olympics are going to look like, but that is neither here nor there. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander performs in the big moments. His personality is kind of what holds him back, I think, a lot in these conversations. I won't even say it's because he plays in Oklahoma City, because he's on commercials. He has billboards. He does like underwear shoots. That doesn't appeal to me. Maybe it appeals to you. But he's put in a spotlight to where you can see Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, but he's not nearly as funny, at least on social media, as a guy like Anthony Edwards. So maybe that holds him back a little bit. from being the face of the league. When LeBron was at his peak, LeBron was everywhere. You could not go on the internet. You could not turn on any sort of sports-related television show that had any semblance of the NBA on it and not see LeBron James. You don't see Shai Gilgeous-Alexander all the time, but you should, because he's a consistent player. He's the MVP of the league. I mean, really, it is a tragedy, I think, more than anything, that the companies that are in business with the NBA, particularly a four-letter company, that they do a disservice, a massive disservice, to not promote one of the youngest guys in the league, in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, not promote the guy that won their MVP. They'd rather talk about the Lakers offseason. They'd rather talk about what's Kevin Durant going to do this offseason. Like, their topics of discussion are very poor when it comes to actually lifting the games up. So I would like to see them get significantly better at that, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is him. Anthony Edwards did not play well last night, and that was a game where I thought he really had to play well last night. And I think you can almost extend his slight shortcomings to the series prior as well. Minnesota taking on Golden State without Steph Curry, that should have been a very, very easy series. It should have been Anthony Edwards dominating that series, and he didn't play poorly. But I didn't walk away from that series thinking, wow, how great was Anthony Edwards? I walked away from that series, at least in the final games, being like, man, Julius Randle, welcome back to the party, my friend. People don't know. I was a big Julius Randle guy coming out of high school. You wouldn't know that because I was like in college when that happened and I was a virtual nobody. But I was a big Julius Randle guy when he was coming out of high school because he was in that same group of Jabari Parker and Andrew Wiggins. And Andrew Wiggins and Jabari Parker were the clear number one and number two. So because I wanted to be a little bit against the grain, I decided that I was going to be a Julius Randle fan. And then Julius Randle took Kentucky as like an 8 or a 9 seed to the NCAA tournament final before losing to Shabazz Napier. Good times all around. But I've been a Julius Randle guy for almost a decade now. Ages me a little bit, but almost a decade. I thought he was going to play way better. He stunk last night. I mean, that guy, he did play. I'm seeing highlights of him on my television screen. He did play. He was, in fact, in the game. He did not play well. That guy had 5 points. Anthony Edwards had 16 points. How do you expect to beat this well-oiled machine that is Oklahoma City if your two superstars can't do a damn thing? And I know Anthony Edwards is facing all kinds of different defensive matchups, but like, so? I don't care.
It's the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a play. Like, you got to go out there and be great. If you're going to be the face of the league, if they're going to throw baldy Alex Caruso at you, sick, go dominate him. If they're going to throw Lu Dort at you, sick, go dominate him. That's why we loved him last year, because he was a killer. We thought this was like the second coming, partially tongue-in-cheek here to all the old heads here. Don't get mad at me. We thought he was like the second coming of one Michael Jordan. We're like, hey, is Michael Jordan actually his father? Like, we don't know what's going
Listen,
on here.
The side-by-side, you
saw some similarities. You watch the way they play. You see some similarities. I mean, that could just be like a studying thing. Anthony Edwards studying Michael Jordan's game. But that killer mentality, I mean, I haven't seen that killer mentality from Anthony Edwards. It, certainly not in this series. Like, maybe in the first round of the playoffs, you saw it a little bit. In games against Golden State, you saw it. But against Oklahoma City, where is the killer? Where is the dog? The dog's in a cage. I ain't see him. I don't see him at all. And I need him to be significantly better if we're going to call this dude the face of the league. He had 2 shots in the first half. Like, you understand what you're going up against in this juggernaut that is OKC, potentially being down 3-1 and then going back to Oklahoma City, who is that Oklahoma City fan base, partially because there's not a whole lot to do in Oklahoma this time of year. But they are a ravenous bunch. They pack the gills of that arena. They are loud. They be wearing their blue. Sometimes they be wearing their white if they're doing a little bit of the whiteout situation going on there. But you don't want to go back in there down 3-1. And that guy took 1 shot in the first quarter, 1 shot in the second quarter. As a superstar, you can't have that. You can't have that. You got to be significantly better than that if you are going to be deemed the face of the league. And this is what's going to happen to him this offseason. It happens to just about everybody. So this is just kind of the normal, like, pits and falls of being a really great player in this league. But we as an NBA fan base had lifted you up and set some expectations for you. Because you have now fallen short and will fall short of those expectations, it is now looked at as a slight to us, the NBA fans, and people are going to start to turn on Anthony Edwards. It has happened many a times before. It will happen many a times moving forward. There's a certain, like, path that you have to take when it comes to winning championships. And then once you deviate from that path, we no longer like you anymore, and we're going to tear you down. We're doing that with Patrick Mahomes in the NFL. Everybody loved Patrick Mahomes because he beat Tom Brady. Well, he didn't beat Tom Brady, but he started to be the next Tom Brady, and then he was like too close to that Tom Brady. Now we don't like him anymore. His family didn't help with that, but now we don't like him anymore. Anthony Edwards is getting something very similar. He took down his idol last year in Kevin Durant. You know, he took down the Warriors this year, took down the Lakers this year. You're like, all right, here we go, Grim Reaper Anthony Edwards. But now he can't take down Oklahoma City. And you're like, I don't know. You know, is he really that good? Like, I don't know. Where's that killer? Where's that dog? Can't find it. They just have to be significantly better if they want to even make this a game six, make it to a game six. I don't think they will. The Thunder are massive favorites in game number five. We got that line already for all my degens, my gamblers out there. That's already 8.5. I can't believe I'm going to say this, Max. The words that are about to come out of my mouth don't even feel like they're real.
Uh-oh.
Minnesota misses Karl-Anthony Towns. Getting rid of him might have been a mistake. Karl-Anthony Towns was really good in game number three for Indiana. Now, I am a leader of the pack when it comes to anti-Karl-Anthony Towns. Don't like him. Hate watch him. It's not because of the flamboyance. I don't really care about that. Doesn't bother me at all. It's because I don't like the way that he plays. I think he should be way better. I do not like it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Minnesota needs a Karl-Anthony Towns because Julius Randle's not a legit number two in the year of our Lord 2025. I don't even know if Karl-Anthony Towns is a legit number two in the year of our Lord 2025, especially going up against this Oklahoma City team. I don't know that he would body Chet Holmgren the way that I think a guy should body Chet Holmgren, given the size discrepancy, but that is neither here nor there. They need a legitimate second option that is not Jaden McDaniels, that is not Nikhil Alexander-Walker. I almost didn't believe Jaden McDaniels was a real person at one point this year in the NBA. I thought it was just that one dude that's a Ravens fan that trolled us on social media for a little bit because he didn't know who Jaden Daniels was.
Mm-hmm.
They started saying Jaden McDaniels on television, and I was like, am I tripping off of something? I had THC lemonade last week. Am I tripping off the THC lemonade? Like, what's still going on over here? Apparently, Jaden McDaniels is, in fact, a real person. If he's your number two scorer, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Nikhil Alexander-Walker off the bench at 23 last night. If he's your number one scorer, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Dante. Yo, repping for us. You're in trouble. Like, I don't want... If Dante DiVincenzo was the one that is taking late-game shots, which he was yesterday... In game number four, what is the point of even playing? Can we just speed this thing up? And I understand, like, it was a close game. It was a two-point game. I get that. Sometimes you just know, man. When is Dante being the one that's taking your closing shots? When is Nikhil Alexander-Walker that you're relying on for a bucket late? I don't care what the score is. Sometimes you just know. That's a hooper's dream right there. By the way, I do just want to address something before I get to a nice what do you got. I don't love the idea of calling Shai Gilgeous-Alexander a foul merchant. I think that's lazy. I think that's a lazy take from people on television that just want to find a way to knock Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, because outside of the foul merchant thing, the guy's like almost a perfect point guard. He gives effort on defense. Not a great defender, but he gives effort on defense. He's not like some of the other guys that we have seen who have won MVPs and just completely take off when it comes to the defensive side. Pretty decent rebounder, gives effort. That's all you need on rebounding. Rebounding is literally just the most effort-based statistic that you are going to find in basketball. Gives effort on rebounds, great vision, and obviously he can score with the best of them, but he's not just shooting 1,001 three-pointers. He did shoot 7 last night, but he's not shooting 1,001 three-pointers. You get to the free throw line when you go to the basket. That is just a general rule of thumb in NBA basketball. You get to the free throw line when you go to the basket. If you want more free throws, go closer to the basket where there are more bodies and you're more likely to get hit and the refs are more likely to call that. If you're shooting 8,000 three-pointers, you're not getting fouled that often out there. So I like what he does. I don't think he's a free throw merchant at all. I don't even know what that means sometimes. I think that's such a lazy trigger word almost. Like it triggers me. Maybe it doesn't trigger you. It triggers me. I hate when people call other people free throw merchants. I didn't like it when they did it with James Harden, even though Harden's lifestyle was a little bit more annoying than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. If you go close to the basket, you are going to get free throws. I'm going to make a local tie to this real quick before I get to a what do you got. Oklahoma City and watching them work should inspire Wizards fans, because there is not a number one overall pick on that roster. I know we're reaching at the bottom of the barrel. I'm still furious that our Washington Wizards did not get the savior Cooper Flagg. Furious about that. The NBA rigged. They hooked up Dallas because Dallas sent Luka's ass, James Gordon looking old boy, to Los Angeles. They hooked Dallas up. Don't like it at all. I'm furious Cooper Flagg is not coming here. It is optimistic to me that you can still rebuild and build a great championship team without just relying on a bunch of number one overall picks. I mean, Chet Holmgren was a number two overall pick. The other guys were lottery picks, most of them, but they were not number one overall picks. Maybe the next Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who they actually didn't draft, he was a part of that Paul George trade to get Paul George and Kawhi to the Los Angeles Clippers. By far the worst trade in NBA history at this point, because the Clippers have stunk. Paul George doesn't even play there anymore, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is about to win a championship and MVP for a small market Oklahoma City Thunder. But it does make me optimistic that the Wizards can utilize that sixth overall pick. I think Bob Carrington was great this year. I think some of the guys that they drafted this year were really good. Sar was good at points this year. Bub, I thought, was the best of the bunch. But even Kyshawn George, I liked watching him this year. So it does make me optimistic that with smart leadership, the Wizards could eventually, maybe, hopefully, please, get to even just a fraction of where Oklahoma City is. I'll take 50 wins. I'm not asking for a championship right away, Max. I just want 50 wins. The Commanders just got more than 10 wins for the first time in my lifetime this past season. I think it's possible that in the next 3 or 4, the Wizards could come away with 50 wins. I feel like I'm not asking too much when I ask that. But if you're a Wizards fan, a diehard, if you're still out there somewhere, you should at least be somewhat optimistic about that. All right, before we get on to the biggest WNBA story, maybe the biggest story, period, right now in sports, Max, hit me with a quick, what do you got? All right, so I was big lax guy over the weekend. I was doing some lacrosse coverage for SiriusXM, college lacrosse, national championships over Memorial Day weekend. Maryland was excellent on Saturday.
You're getting the 106.7 fam in the mix, too.
I was getting
Big Strobes.
I was getting little Ben Strober in there, too. He did a great job, by the way, covering Maryland lacrosse this season. And he did a great job with me yesterday, so I was happy to have Ben on. But I was covering lacrosse. Loved what Maryland did against Syracuse on Saturday. You know, Terps in action. The Terps have been... They're frequent when it comes to championship weekend. They're frequent when it comes to playing in the national championship. Unfortunately, the frequency stops there because they are not frequently winning the national championship. They ran into a buzzsaw yesterday with Cornell and arguably one of the best college lacrosse players in the history of the sport.
It's incredible.
And a guy named CJ Kirst. You a last guy? You watch? You locked in?
So I tapped in yesterday because it's the Natty, and I knew I had a feeling we were going to talk about it, and I knew you were doing the show yesterday. And Ben has been he's been talking about Maryland lacrosse since he started. But he covers the team, does play-by-play and all that for them every now and again. So I don't blame him. But yeah, I was watching a little bit yesterday, and it was kind of my lay down, turn the lights off, nap time. But yeah, CJ Kirst scored four in a row, and then I was like, okay, I think I can shut my eyes now.
As soon as he scored the first one, you're like, uh-oh, this is going to be tough for Maryland.
Yeah.
Because CJ Kirst didn't score a single goal against Penn State. Cornell's still able to win it. That guy had scored, by the way, 76 goals prior to Saturday. 76, not in his career in the season. He didn't score a single one against Penn State. Took him a while to score against Maryland, and then as soon as he scored against Maryland, I was like, uh-oh, this is not good. The biggest Achilles heel for John Tillman, who's been a sensational coach in college lacrosse for almost two decades now, the biggest Achilles heel for him is that the preparation time is not in his favor. He loves a good week-long preparation. You know, get all the bells and whistles ready, dot the I's, cross the T's, find ways to leverage matchups that benefit Maryland, and he's done such a good job of that, again, for almost 20 years now as the head coach of Maryland lacrosse. But with a day and a half to prepare for Cornell, and last year a day and a half to prepare for Notre Dame, and you can go on and on and on. They've been to 9 championships with him. He's won 2 of them. You'll take 2 championships, but you'd like a lot more than 2 if you go 9 appearances. They just always fall short, and once CJ Kirst got it going, they just couldn't stop him. That dude scored 6 goals in the national championship game. That's 82 on the year. That's tied for the most ever. The game itself was great. I mean, Logan McNanny, who is Maryland's goalie, one of the best, if not the best, in the history of college lacrosse. He had started 4 full seasons, Max. I don't know if you knew this. Started 4 full seasons. He played a national championship every single time.
Damn.
I mean, that's an insane track record to have as a guy between the pipes. He had entered the game with like a 70% save percentage, which, if you know anything about lacrosse, that is gargantuan.
It's ridiculously
like
good.
Great goalies have like a 54% save percentage. This dude walked in there with a 70, and I was like, I can't wait to see this great defense versus great offense. But as it generally tends to go, great offense always beats great defense. I'm sorry, I know, old heads. Defense wins championships, certainly not in lacrosse. Great offense is always going to beat great defense. All right, when we get back, I want to get into the biggest storyline of the WNBA. We do have a poll question on our Twitter page right now, and this is very important. I know it's May, but it's an important subject. Is lemonade a juice? I want you to go vote on that poll question. We're going to take some of your calls on this controversial topic in about 40 minutes. Is lemonade a juice? It's going to be a debate between myself, Max, video producer Brian's jumping in on this. So I want everybody to go vote on that poll question. Is lemonade a juice at Team 980? It's on my Twitter as well, at The Denton Day. That conversation in 40 minutes. But coming up next, I hope you didn't buy a ticket to the Fever Mystics game tomorrow with the intention of seeing Caitlin Clark. If you did, I'll tell you why you're out of luck next. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.